Du, wegen der Party am Wochenende. Ich glaube, ich krieg eine Erkältung.
Oh, dann nimm frühzeitig Immopred N.
Ich hab doch nur erste Anzeichen.
Eben, den Kaffee trinkst du ja auch, bevor er kalt ist, oder?
Ja, stimmt.
Immopred N kann bei Beginn der Erkältung die Erkältungsabwehr stärken, Erkältungserreger bekämpfen und so den Verlauf mildern.
Wenn Erkältung entsteht, Immopred.
Jetzt rezeptfrei in deiner Apotheke kaufen. Mehr Infos auf immopred.de. Zu Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihre Ärztin, Ihren Arzt oder in Ihrer Apotheke.
Manche geben immer alles. Für andere fühlt sich das aber vielleicht einfach zu viel an. Ganz egal, wie du zu dem Thema stehst. Dokumentiere deine Entscheidung jetzt ganz einfach digital im Organspenderegister. Ja oder nein? Deine Entscheidung ist nur einen Klick entfernt. Fühlt sich bestimmt gut an, das geregelt zu haben, oder? Jetzt online eintragen auf organspende-register.de.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Today in Sports, yoga pants and butt buddies. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
You said we completed sports, but we have one more.
One more sports item. It's time now for Today in Sports History.
Oh. All right.
This is right up Tom's alley. In 1963, I'm sorry, this was actually... this happened in 1952. Jimmy Pearsall, known for his erratic behavior on and off the field. He was with the Red Sox in 1952. On this date, he brawled before the game with Yankees' Billy Martin. And during at-bats, he wore a Beatles wig and played an imaginary air guitar using his bat as the guitar.
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
It had to be in 63.
It had to be in 62 or 3 because the Beatles run around in 52.
Oh, that's right. In an attempt to distract Ted Williams at the plate from the outfield, he ran wildly back and forth from his position.
Wait a minute. Ted Williams. Right.
We're celebrating Jimmy Pearsall today.
I know. But
not Ted Williams.
Or not Ted Williams. And he is retired by then. I get you.
I have no idea what's happened with that story.
In a 5-0 win over the Phillies at the Polo Grounds, Pearsall then hit his 100th home run in a 17-year career off Dallas Green. Pearsall celebrated in style, circled the bases facing backward. Hmm. What do you think about that?
So maybe these were all things he did.
All things he did.
Yeah. Jimmy Pearsall. Okay.
Are you looking up Jimmy Pearsall's birthday? Maybe it's Jimmy Pearsall's birthday.
Maybe.
All I know is isn't that considered the worst movie about baseball ever?
He says it's typical Hollywood bull crap, is what Pearsall said about Fear Strikes Out.
With starring
I never saw
Tony
that.
Perkins,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Tony Perkins.
Never even heard of it.
Well, and yet it still exists.
Was this crazy?
You know who Anthony Christie
you
flipped
said
off.
You haven't
Christie
seen
flipped
it four
off
times.
Check.
It's still out there.
Do you know who Anthony Perkins is? The
yes, from Psycho, of
yes.
course.
Pearsall says that's why he got Psycho, because he was played me in my movie.
Okay. Yeah, he was. It's considered to be one of the worst
I've got to
baseball
see it.
Films.
It's called because of the way he throws and hits. Yeah.
Carl Malden's his dad. He's great.
Well, did he throw and hit much like you would imagine Anthony Perkins
yes,
would?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. With
like
less
he was
masculinity.
In the chorus of a ballet.
Right. Than,
I should have quit when I was somewhat ahead.
Never mind.
That's sports.
Okay, that's officially sports, thank God.
Where we go.
All right.
Always be a good... Oh, my God.
Now what are you reading? What? Share it with
Clinton
us.
Clinton Dix running after a bear. Sorry.
We did that story 10 minutes ago.
I know. I just caught up to it.
Oh. The words came out
young
your
broadcasters,
mouth.
It's called
bear.
Show prep.
It's a big bear and his mama, a mama bear. A mama bear.
Oh, yeah, video. Is that what you want?
Yeah, yes, video.
Okay. Oh, I did. Thank God.
What's that noise?
Did you answer the phone?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Thank
hey,
God.
Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Well, I'm currently in the market for a gently used microwave.
You need a new one?
Yeah, I need a new one, because yesterday when I was snapping, guess what, Christy?
What?
Wolfie put a marshmallow in there for about 10 minutes.
Ooh.
Where'd he get that idea?
I don't know.
I do got to tell you, it did look badass, but it made one hell of a hot mess.
I'll bet.
Josh, not to say it was totaled, but it looked like Peter North opened his hose in it. I swear to God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there ain't enough Mr. Clean Magic erasers to fix it, so I heaved it in the trash.
Yeah,
and now
there.
I'm trying
been
to
there.
Buy a new one.
Mm.
Yeah. You know? I'll be one of them American pickers for the next 2 months. Tell me this, you guys ever come home drunk one night starving? So you throw something in a microwave with the aluminum foil still on it?
Ooh.
I've done it sober.
Yeah, well, you'll sober up real quick trying to put the fire out. I swear to God. It's like seeing a positive pregnancy test. Like last year, I made the mistake of heating up some Thanksgiving leftovers and microwave still had the tinfoil on it.
Ooh.
And the inside of my microwave looked like the opening scene from Saving Private Ryan. Swear to God. You guys ever had some new dick at work throw some popcorn in the microwave and then hit the popcorn button that's on the cover?
Yeah.
But no one told them it cooks like 3 minutes too long. So the rest of the year, the entire break room smells like burnt popcorn and failure.
Yep.
Swear to God. I'll say it like this. If you do ever burn popcorn in the microwave, just throw that sucker out because you ain't never going to get it back to regular. And from then on, all your dinners and pizza rolls going to taste like singed corn fritters for the remainder of its life.
I don't know if that could.
You remember back in the day, I was just a kid. We got all excited about getting a microwave. They cost like $5,000.
Sure.
The size of a Ford Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deal to have a microwave. Them things gave off more radiation than a Fuzzbuster, but hey, they work good. Do an entire turkey in them. And then, spoiler alert, remember, found out it makes all your food too hot on the inside and leaving the outside ice cold and soggy. My cousin Lonnie got drunk on Aftershock once. He tried microwaving his head. Swear to God.
Man.
So he ain't been right since. To this day, he gets random nosebleeds and swears Sloppy Joe's taste like metal. But on the upside, ever since it happened, all the porn channels unscramble anytime Lonnie's within 10 foot of the satellite.
Oh, all right. That's good.
S-118. I swear to God, I remember the coordinates. S-118. We'd have him stand outside, you know. We both raised on Christy Canyon. I used to mess with Lonnie. I'd make him stand outside by the dish. Even during the rain, he looked like some sort of homeless drifter.
Oh.
And meanwhile, I'd be high and dry indoors watching Randy West take Melanie Anton to Pound Town.
Oh.
But then he'd finally come inside, and I'd say, "Hey, Lonnie, you're just in time. Made you some toaster strudels." Swear to God. Put that in your hope chest, Christy.
Thanks.
I'm going to go.
I have no idea what that was. But thank you.
You never had a hope chest? You never heard of a hope chest?
I've heard of it.
Guys have never heard of a
fill
hope
me
chest.
In.
Yeah, you put a blanket in there. And
there
stuff,
was
right?
Usually it was at the end of a bed. There would be a big chest at the end of one's bed, and ladies back in a certain era would fill it full of household goods or things. So when they got married, they would take it with them, and that was their hope chest. They would.
Did you have one?
I did not.
Oh.
Did you?
No, Pat, she had three.
No. But
now, Willie, do you remember the time that I microwaved? We had some leftover
tacos.
Food, yeah, from our favorite Mexican restaurant, and I didn't realize they were in the foam thing.
Yep.
So I threw it in, hit the button, walked away, not realizing that inside the foam thing they were wrapped in foil.
Oh,
so
now, boy.
So now, whose fault is that happened in the microwave?
I got yelled at for that one.
Willie's.
I got yelled at for that one.
No, I took full responsibility.
Certainly not yours, because you didn't know there was aluminum foil in the box.
We had to throw away a microwave, though, that we did the popcorn thing in. That it, you just can't get the smell
out. Yeah, you really can't. It just hangs in the house.
Yeah. Oh, it sure does.
And now you can buy a microwave for like $100.
Yeah, the early ones, Donnie's right. Those early ones were really expensive.
They were huge.
And I was always 9,000 pounds.
I was always somewhat concerned about the amount of radiation that they were giving off.
I think the toaster oven's really replacing the microwave. I use mine all the time.
What about the air fryer?
I don't have an air fryer.
Oh, you got to get an air fryer.
The quality of some food in a toaster oven, it is so much better than that of a microwave.
I totally agree.
Yeah, but the microwave still has its place.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I use my microwave daily.
What, do you got some big Litton advertisement coming around? Or what are we doing? Let us know.
I am on number four in my house.
I think you go through microwaves too much. You and I have talked about this.
Did I tell you?
And because mine is they when they put it in, they put the combing around it in wood.
Right.
So every time it blows out, you have to have a carpenter come over and remove it. And
the next time, just leave that combing off.
Yeah, that's your call.
Yeah. No, I bet it's not his call, actually.
Hey, Christine. Look, I've got a glass of shut up.
Hey, he said, trying to change the subject. Another episode of How Stupid Is Chick. I had to order three microwaves, and the third one, I finally got the right size for the opening of the kitchen. And I actually, the surprising part, I sent the other two back instead of just
saying
to hell with it.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I've ordered the wrong one time. I ordered a cup and a trash can came. I got just the complete wrong thing.
Wow!
I thought I got a pencil cup, and then it showed up. It was a trash can.
That's a hell of a pencil cup.
You guys are aware that in my office I have 1,000 of these cups.
Oh yeah, we're aware.
Yeah,
You overordered them.
Yeah, huh? Kind of. I ordered.
You're not supposed to drink out of styrofoam. It's bad for you.
I've been told that this is somehow recyclable. Yeah. This is not necessarily styrofoam.
I believe styrofoam is in fact. Recyclable or whatever, biodegradable.
Oh, okay.
I think it's gotten a bad name. Whatever these are, it says biodegradable, but now I only have 940 of them in my office.
Do you know what I exclusively affiliate those things with? Is Lil Wayne used to take a lot of lean. He used to take a lot of cough syrup.
He
would do a double cup of cough syrup in those kind of styrofoam cups.
Yeah.
Just walk around with it.
Yeah, that's... Now,
Pat, you've had some time.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We were talking about yoga pants yesterday. And I am a big fan. I hope that doesn't go away.
As are all American males.
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Or
don't you like that?
Lesbians?
Particular?
I wear yoga pants all the time because they're comfortable.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. That ass, though. Man. And
now
yoga
I wish
pants?
I had one.
How about that ass?
Oh, you've got an ass.
Oh, thanks.
Well, yeah, bunch of creeps in here. We're all a bunch of creeps.
Jocks?
I'd say admirers.
Josh has an ass, and he does sports.
Whoa.
What are you? My ass.
You're my ass, Chick.
I'm my ass? Your ass?
Am I your ass?
You're my ass. Is that what
you
said?
Okay,
we're ass buddies.
Josh, you got a nice ass.
We're butt buddies.
Don't say that.
Can we be known as the butt buddies from now on?
We'll be butt buddies.
Fine with me.
That's a beautiful guitar, Mr. Godwin. Is that new?
No, I got it out of Hawk.
Oh, that's a lovely shade of what? A
mahogany or burnt brown or something.
Yeah. Pine.
Matches your hair.
Yeah, I can do that with anything.
Let me tell you something. Christy is on fire.
You look good, man. You got that nice shirt.
Yes.
We're
going to an Italian restaurant tonight.
Old Navy, $24.
Yeah. Old Navy, not bad, man. Not bad.
So I have a question for you. Do you ever clean any of your shirts? You just go to Old Navy and buy new ones every week?
Goodwill for a while now, Old Navy.
Okay.
I'm going to step up to the Gap next week.
Do you have an iron or never mind?
Oh. No, you look good.
Absolutely not. I do not have an iron. No.
You don't.
Tom, get on that.
You don't want to get him around an iron.
They don't allow that.
Well, I left it on. The house burned down.
But, that's exactly what would happen. I don't touch the microwave. I don't touch anything.
How do you eat?
I go to a restaurant.
Okay.
Because that's the most cost-effective way of
Yes.
Now, yesterday we were discussing your son. You take him to Red Lobster.
Yeah. What's he get?
What's his order again?
He loves two orders of mussels as an appetizer and a steamed lobster or the Alaskan king crab.
Really?
Well, of course.
That's his favorite.
Now, God. No wonder you're broke. Plus,
that's like
it's my understanding.
Bucks.
It's $130.
You don't eat the biscuits. Is that correct?
No, we don't. It's not that we don't care for the biscuits. We just... don't indulge to save our appetite.
Do you take them home and
We say don't even bring them.
If I'm paying $100 for a kid to eat lobster, I'm taking the biscuits, I'm taking the sweetener,
the silverware.
I'm taking a pitcher of tea, the silverware. Yeah.
Tell Jimmy D. Rockefeller to go easy.
Yeah.
Oh, he thinks that should be a daily occurrence, too. He has no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go to Red Lobster again. No, not for a while.
Why don't I have school supplies this year? Well, remember Sunday's dinner?
Okay, so we're talking yoga pants, Pat. You've seen them, and you've got a little
And I love them. Here's a tribute. I love a woman in a fancy dress, but it's not my favorite, I confess. You know what makes me think of romance? A pretty woman in yoga pants. I'm behind a gal in yoga class. Can't take my eyes off a shapely ass. I'm erect in a cobra pose. Don't mind the bulge in my yoga clothes. I can't take it, sweet yoga drawers. They fit you nice when you're on all fours. I should move, no namaste. Those yoga pants sure make my day. Look at the girl with the long blonde hair and a beautiful derriere. She turns around, caught me sneaking a glance. Damn, that's a dude in yoga pants. Not that there's anything wrong with that. No, I really love those yoga pants. Yoga pants.
Woo!
All right.
Very good. Very good, Pat. Now, we return to the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom, where we have Christy Lee. Christy?
A new photograph has reignited the debate over the mythic Loch Ness Monster, Josh.
Is that right?
Steve Chalice, who was visiting Scotland's Urquhart Castle with his brother last year, said he initially spotted a sort of ripple in the waters of Loch Ness.
Oh.
He began taking pictures of the water and reportedly captured an image of what he appears to be the back of a large aquatic creature emerging from the water.
Oh, fascinating.
Chalice estimates the creature was about 8 feet long.
Oh, boy.
And said he only had time during the lockdown to go over the photos and then share them online. That's why we're just hearing about it. While Chalice believes he took photos of a large fish or seal, others have taken to claiming it is further evidence of the Loch Ness Monster.
Certainly.
Digital photography experts, however, believe the images have been photoshopped.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's See, no this is the kind of thing that brings us a bad name.
Exactly. It sets back the Loch Ness...
Well, Loch Ness Mystery Blog has pointed out that Steve Chalice's LinkedIn indicates he's a 3D graphic artist.
Okay.
And an analysis of the photo's EXIF data cast further doubt on the veracity of the image.
Boy, there should be a jail sentence for faking this stuff.
Chalice maintains the photos are genuine. That's what he's saying.
Certainly does set back the
very skeptical.
I know you're skeptical.
Well, in this case, I guess I think you have a right to be skeptical.
It's the Loch Ness Chamber of Commerce head in his wetsuit with his 8-foot rubber.
I don't think so. They don't want the monster.
In today's world, with everyone carrying, for the most part, a really high-quality camera with them at all times, I remain skeptical that we can't
get it.
It's just like Bigfoot.
Well, Tom, there's a lot to be said for wherewithal. You know, you're confronted with these things, and you don't always think properly.
Maybe Nessie is just hyper-aware of people being at the lock.
Certainly. And plus, we don't know the genetic makeup. Maybe they're just not photo-capable.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you can't actually take their pictures?
Right.
Maybe
right.
Nessie's afraid of people, and so she just doesn't want to show
up. Certainly elusive.
Yeah. Now, to maintain a population of gigantic critters, you'd have to have more than one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you would, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have to have quite a few.
Adam and Eve Nessie, if you will.
There'd be baby Nessies. And
oh, certainly.
They would repopulate.
Unless, of course, this Nessie is, as some believe, coming into the lock via a portal under the water.
From outer space?
Just another
part of the world, maybe? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are far more mysteries underwater than there are in outer
space. Absolutely. That's why we should stop all space exploration until we've...
Have you seen this picture?
No, I haven't.
I believe the woman standing to the right of the dock is Amelia Earhart.
that's very compelling.
I'm not sure if that would indicate that it's fake. But
let me speak on behalf of my butt buddy, and I'll tell you that you making fun of this isn't helping anything.
You and I could get Butt Buddy shirts.
If Go to Butt Buddy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Stabiler als dein WLAN.
Stabiler als deine Plank, Bro.
Stabiler als deine Aura.
Stabiler als dein letztes DIY-Projekt.
Stabiler als deine Neujahrsvorsätze an Tag 3.
Schon gewusst? Die MKK, meine Krankenkasse, hält den Zusatzbeitrag für 2026 stabil. Macht das deine Krankenkasse auch? Falls nicht, schau gern mal bei uns vorbei. www.meine-krankenkasse.de